All across the country, students are returning to school, and in Pittsburgh, that includes youth housed at the Allegheny County Jail. The jail runs a full high school for juveniles charged as adults. And 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring reports that students say it gives them hope, even behind bars.
An officer stands in the corner of a small classroom, and a red tape barrier separates students from the teacher's desk. But otherwise, this is a standard classroom with desks and a whiteboard. There are murals in the hallway, including one of the class mascot, a phoenix. Principal Jay Moser tells the students that in all the important ways, the academic institute at the Allegheny County Jail is like any other high school.
But in this building, in this part of the building, you are a student. You'll be treated like a student, you'll be expected to act like a student, and you will be a student.
There are about a dozen juveniles currently enrolled at the school. They wear tan uniforms and listen attentively as Moser welcomes them to a new year.
When you're in school and you're learning, you have control. I can participate, I can listen, I can read, I can write. I have control in a place that gives you very little control.
The students are in jail because they're being tried as adults for the most serious crimes, like murder, rape, and robbery. Pennsylvania law requires jails and prisons to educate minors consistent with state standards. Some jails tutor students in their cells or have them do worksheets. But in Allegheny County, the jail's 9 teachers see their students in separate classrooms. The county does not allow incarcerated juveniles to share their last name. 16-year-old Christian has been in jail for about a year. He says going to school is freeing in a way.
It makes me feel like I'm not in jail. I actually feel like I'm outside instead of being in jail. It takes away all the, you know, the bars and all that.
Christian says he didn't used to like school at all, but now he finds it more exciting and works harder. He says his teachers are a big part of that.
Teachers, they really talk to me and really understand where I'm coming from. Even though they didn't know, they didn't come where I came from. There's no criticism here. That's my favorite thing about it.
Yes, so we'll circle back here. Go put yours up on the board, please.
Christine Audenreath has taught at the jail for 9 years. On the first day of school, she asks the 5 students in her English class to write some facts about themselves to share with their classmates. It's a school rule not to talk about criminal cases. But Audenreath says reading literature and writing poetry can compel students to confront their pasts.
That always brings out a lot of emotions. So, yes, the students are very forthcoming and it's wonderful. They're very honest. They're very raw.
Despite those histories, Audenreath says the school has a good learning environment compared to other places she's taught.
There are disciplinary issues, and sometimes of a different magnitude or, you know, a different type. But for the most part, I think these students are even better behaved.
16-year-old Chad says school is more engaging at the jail, but his case is never far from his mind.
I want all this stuff I do here to my judge to see and show him, like, I'm not trying to be in jail no more for me. Hopefully it helps. That way I can get back into the real world.
Chad and other students have dreams of going to college, and they say school motivates them to stay out of trouble once they're released. But 2 in 5 will end up in juvenile detention or prison when they leave the jail. Others age out to the jail's adult population. Principal Moser acknowledges the students arrive with more baggage than you might find in other classrooms.
Trauma, emotional issues, struggles in school, and then we try to piece together this great thing that we do, and we do it really well. And then hope that's enough.
Students who complete 12th grade here can get diplomas, but many will leave before then. So Moser says the school takes it day by day. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.